Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, Jeffrey Tucker is recommending that March 16th be declared National Lockdown Day and be recognized as a day of mourning forevermore, a lesson for all history of how unbearably stupid and evil government policy can be and how the citizenry can be so easily duped. Because this is the three-year anniversary of 15 days to slow the spread, one of the worst travesties, one of the most horrible government policies and violations of our rights that has ever existed. Got a message here from Evan in Belt. Evan says, could it be that the reason the Democrats now say they are not going to ban gas stoves is because John Tester found out the posh restaurants he spent $1.2 million dining at in Washington, D.C. use gas stoves? Yes, Evan, exactly. Exactly. Can you imagine being John Tester? John Tester spending over $1 million in D.C. Here's the worst part about that, okay? John Tester has, for years and years and years, said that he doesn't like to eat out because he prefers his Montana beef. He said that he ships Montana beef to D.C. and that he'd rather stay at home and eat Montana beef than go out to dinner. That's been his shtick. That's what John Tester has been saying for years and years and years, that he would rather cook his own Montana beef at home. And then, lo and behold, he spent over $1 million at luxury restaurants in Washington, D.C. At the same time, he's down in Silicon Valley raising money from the venture capitalists and tech bros that got bailed out by the Democrat administration, and then he has the audacity to come out and pretend that he wants those bonuses that were paid to the banking executives paid back. Here's another example of phoniness from John Tester. He claims that he supported the Keystone XL pipeline, but guess what? Recently, in Silicon Valley, John Tester, at a $6,600 per person fundraiser, was hobnobbing with Nicole Lederer, one of the main activists who got the Keystone XL pipeline shut down. The NRDC says that they had a successful takedown of Keystone, and its website says, will go down as one of the generation's most monumental environmental victories. At the same time, just this week, the Biden administration locking up millions and millions of acres of vast vacant snow and ice expanses on the North Slope in Alaska, banning fossil fuel development, and John Tester still supports Joe Biden. And we've got a leaked memo proving that the Biden administration actually did want to ban gas stoves, and I think they're still going to go that way. This is an ending. They want to get rid of fossil fuels. They hate fossil fuels. Never mind the fact that it's going to destroy our quality of life. We're going to the phones right after this, 294-0970.
Well, I don't know if you guys got a chance to go say hello to Billy Beatty and his crew at the Mate Show recently. Yeah, Billy Beatty and Beatty Equipment Services were all set up at the Mate Show. If you didn't, man, you're going to want to check out their website. You're going to want to check out their Instagram page, because whether it's a simple home improvement project, or maybe you want to install a garden this spring in your backyard, or maybe you got a bigger project like you want to tear down an old house, tear down an old building so that you can build something new once the big freeze finally thaws out here. I'm telling you what, these guys got that Highline Montana work ethic. They will get the job done for you. As our good friend Deb Greeno says, let BD Equipment do the dirty work for you. BD Equipment, BLGS.com. That's BD Equipment, BLGS.com.
263. That's 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263.
The
serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
As promised, we're going straight to the phones. We've got Tim in Billings. Tim, thanks so much for calling.
Good morning, Mr. Noble. So one quick observation I had, you know, we've just essentially nationalized our banks. When we bail out a bank beyond what the FDIC, you know, allows for, we've just essentially nationalized all of our banks, because if our government and the administration that's in charge deems you to be important enough, they're going to back all the investors in that bank. And that's just a step towards fascism, because, you know, fascism is where the nationalization of all the means of production, you know, become part of the state. They come under the control of the state. And when the state is controlling which banks make it and break it, then we've taken a step towards fascism. And I find the timing of that drone being knocked out of the sky by a pilot that was able to just clip the drone enough with his wing to disable the drone but not crash his jet. I mean, I thought Snoopy flying a doghouse were some impressive dogfighting skills, but this guy is amazing, because he's able to disable a drone after dumping fuel on it without suffering any damage to his own plane. And another question about that is, was that classified information recovered from that drone, or is it in the Black Sea? Did we get it? Did the Russians get it? Did the Ukrainians get it? You know, that's all, you know, in the news now, but we're not talking as much about this bank that heavily funded Democrats, liberal ideas, the Green New Deal, DEI, all the garbage that, you know, they're shoving down people's throats in this day and age that just want to make a living and just want to be left alone. And I think that the drone is just a distraction away from, you know, how bad this banking industry fiasco is going to turn out.
Well, and Tim, what about the coordination between big tech and the federal government?
Exactly. Big tech, the media, they've been nationalized as well. The Twitter files have proven that our government, you know, via the safety and whatever boards that these Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube, you know, they're basically censoring people that they don't like. So they control the information, they control the money, they control the transportation of goods via regulation through the Department of Transportation, the Federal Railroad Administration, the FAA, the DOT. You know, we are taking steps towards becoming such a fascist country to where there's no liberty for the average American anymore.
No, and I've got a story here about the U.S. State Department funding censorship groups. The U.S. State Department funneling tons of taxpayer dollars to these groups that are supposedly there to fight disinformation and malinformation. This new sort of Orwellian word that they use to call malinformation, which is something that's true, but they just don't like the way it's presented, and so that's malinformation. So the U.S. State Department has been funding these groups that are censoring us. Fauci, you know, funding gain-of-function research in China. The federal government spending taxpayer dollars to have the U.S. government go to big tech and work with big tech to censor, ban, and purge conservatives off social media. The U.S. government now using funds controlled by the U.S. government to bail out Silicon Valley rich people. And here it is, folks. There's a very, very easy solution to this. Very, very easy solution. Defund it. Defund all of this. Massive cuts to the federal government. Massive, massive spending cuts at the federal level. Balance the budget immediately. Cut taxes. Cut spending. And honestly, it solves all of our problems. It really is amazing. If you just do massive federal spending cuts, here's all the problems it solves. Number one, it solves our deficit and our debt problems. Number two, it solves all of this horrible stuff that the federal government is doing with all the taxpayer dollars that I just mentioned. Number three, it gets rid of all the corruption. There can't be corruption when there's not any money to go around. And on and on and on, all of these benefits. And I've talked about this before, about how we can easily save America. Number one, massive, massive federal spending cuts, immediately balance the budget. Number two, unleash American energy, let the American have freedom, and then allow the American people to have their freedom of speech back. This isn't complicated stuff, and it's not that difficult to do. But unfortunately, you got John Tester in there supporting $2 trillion spending bills in January 2021 after the federal government already blew out $5 trillion in COVID spending. And everybody recognizes that John Tester's vote to blow out the spending package with $2 trillion in January 2021 and then him voting for the so-called infrastructure bill with trillions of more spending, that's what caused the inflation, folks. And this stuff doesn't come free. All of that federal cash does not come free. It's the spending, the bailouts. How the absolute audacity of John Tester to be the cause of this bailout by triggering inflation with that $2 trillion spending package, and then for the Democrat administration to bail out the depositors at Silicon Valley Bank, and then for John Tester to come out and say, oh, we need to make sure that those bank executives get those bonuses called back. You know what, John Tester? No, maybe you ought to cut federal spending. Maybe you ought to balance the budget. Do your job. All right, we're going to go straight back to the phones right after this, Dave.
In the powwow trail.
We can do this. Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Open phones if you want to get on the show, 406-294-0970, whatever you want to talk about, 294-0970. Let's go straight to the phones. We've got Right On John in Paradiso. Right On John, thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning, David.
Morning.
One of my first points here is that, like with the Forest Service, it's basically federal. And so I presented to Greg Giafforlie basically a list on what needs to get done. Because what we can do is we can clean up our forests much better if, say, you have like a $100 annual fee. You can take any lengths on out. You can, as long as it's dry wood, you know what I mean, for cleaning up our forests. There's just so much deadfall. It's just crazy.
Wait, so what's
the Forest Service
are
greedy.
What's the rule right now? If you're a Montanan and you want to go into the National Forest and collect some deadfall for firewood, can you do that?
You can do that, but it's like $35 for like two cords. They cannot be over 6 feet long. You got to mark in exactly where you go. There's just so many rules and regulations. And if they just did like an annual $100 fee, you could take out whatever lengths you wanted to, and as long as it was dry wood.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Second point, we kind of missed this yesterday or whatever. With the Russian subs being off our coast and everything, I'm kind of concerned about the North Koreans subs, Chinese subs, and if Iran has subs, I don't know, because they just want to see a bad thing go on with that.
For sure.
But nobody's mentioned anything except for about the Russian subs. Let's see here. Another one that I gave to Greg Giafforlie there. I guess in 2021, the non-elective health and human services, they put a little smackdown on there. I got to find out how deep it is, but they're still creating big time problems here, in our state. Then we had some fun on here. Fauci, everything that came out of his mouth was a hoax, calling a virus a disease. It's just unbelievable. Saying that masks worked, hoax, jabs work, hoax. let's see here, the Democrats like to say Trump lies all the time when it's the exact opposite, hoax, and news outlets. Fair and not woke. That's a hoax, too. So it's hard to find any good news. And so when I talk to people here in our state, is that I say, hey, get on to Montana Talks. Get the app, and you'll get the real news in the heartbeat of Montana.
Amen. Amen.
You got, but the main thing is there's a lot of things that we, so if I run for U.S. Senate or Nancy runs for U.S. Senate, but whatever, there's only so much you can do at the state level, and there's so much cleanup we need to do at the federal
That's that's absolutely true. The federal government is the elephant in the room. It's massive and overwhelmingly powerful. The federal government has usurped all of the areas of law that are supposed to be controlled by the state. And, you know, you're right about there's just, I mean, honestly, we start talking about hoaxes, and I read 17 hoaxes that the Democrats have run, and then we had two more come up, and then you just listed a whole bunch. I mean, it literally could go on and on and on. And how many John Tester hoaxes are there? I'd love to see somebody put together a list of all the John Tester hoaxes, because that could also be 20, 30, 40, 50 long. Here's one. I'll start the John Tester hoax list, okay? Here's a hoax. John Tester likes to take his Montana beef to Washington, D.C. and eat at home. That was a hoax, and John Tester said that all the time. How many Montanans voted for John Tester because they believed that he was a moderate? There was a hoax. John Tester supports the Second Amendment and the right to own a gun. That was a hoax. John Tester concerned about bailouts. That was a hoax. I haven't heard anything from John Tester criticizing the Biden administration for bailing out rich Silicon Valley tech bros and venture capitalists using dollars that are going to be coming from the American people, coming from our local rural community banks that are then going to have to either charge fees, they're going to have to decrease the interest they pay, they're going to increase the interest you pay, they're going to do something that impacts you that's going to fund these banks so that they can afford these fees that are then going. How fair is that? Should our local community banks here in Montana have to pay a bunch of money so that the venture capitalists and the tech bros in Silicon Valley can get bailed out? Doesn't sound right to me. Got a message here from a menace from Ennis. He says TikTok and Facebook are both intelligence apps to collect and store info on Americans and other people. NSA runs Facebook. The CEO is compliant with them. CCP runs TikTok and collects info on its app the same way, maybe a little more advanced. Like all applications, the government doesn't like competition. Thank you, Menace from NSA. You know, you're not the first person I've heard talk about how these big tech social media companies may be in bed with the federal government and the intelligence agencies. And I think the Twitter files pretty much prove that definitively. I mean, here's I guess one thought. Why would the government need to own these big tech companies when the government can just simply send an email to big tech and get a conservative thrown off the platform, can censor the American people? You know, I mean, the TikTok or the Twitter files are pretty clear that that the federal government has basically say-so over big tech and what they do. And, of course, they censor anything that goes against the Democrat narrative. And that's why in this whole problem about how nobody can get the truth. We can't trust the media. We can't trust the government. We can't trust John Tester. And so you've got this problem where now everybody believes lots of different things because we can't trust the information that we're given, which creates a very dangerous situation. So, hey, if you can't trust the media and you can't trust the government and you can't trust John Tester, then what are you going to trust? Some random Twitter account that tweets out some lunatic theory? Maybe. But that's a dangerous situation. It's just like, it's just the same dangerous situation when the public health officials during COVID destroyed their own credibility. You know, it's a very, very dangerous situation when we have zero respect for the integrity of public health officials, the media, the government, because then when we actually do have a very dangerous virus going around, nobody's going to believe the public health officials. And when we actually do have an important news story that it's important for the American people to know the truth, nobody's going to believe it. Not a good situation. Let's go to Al in Kalispell. Al, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Yesterday, Biden was threatening new gun control laws by executive order.
Yep.
And I'm sure John Jester will go right along with that.
Of course.
And do you know anything about it?
I don't know the specifics of it, but I have seen a number of headlines talking about how Joe Biden did sign another executive order, something about background check loopholes or something like that. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, maybe we should call him Joe Jester, because they're basically the same animal.
Well,
that, they're in Washington.
No, that's right.
You know. It was a little shocking to see that when he's doing the bank bailouts, he's having secret talks with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, doing the Australian submarine deal, you know, just one of these slip it right by you kind of things, maybe.
No, that's absolutely right. And I mean, the issue is that John Tester supports Joe Biden. And John Tester voted for Joe Biden. And John Tester votes in the U.S. Senate straight down the line with Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and all of the radical leftists on the coast. That's who John Tester is. And so when you have Joe Biden out doing something, okay, like bailing out the depositors of Silicon Valley Bank, like signing new executive orders on gun control, further eroding Americans' right to own guns. And I'll look that issue up here during the next break and give you all an update on what Joe Biden is really doing. But the bottom line is that Al is correct. Joe Biden did just recently sign another executive order on gun control. And since John Tester hasn't come out against it, you have to assume that he supports it. Because he supports Biden. He's a Democrat. This is the leader of the Democrats trying to take away our guns. These people are gun grabbers. They openly want to ban guns. It's like they never end with this stuff. And it's always these extremely emotional appeals where they basically imply that if you don't want to take away guns, then you're a bad person and that you don't care and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, listen to this quote from Ronald Reagan's Evil Empire speech. I, a number of years ago, heard a young father, a very prominent young man in the entertainment world, addressing a tremendous gathering in California. It was during the time of the Cold War, and communism and our own way of life were very much on people's minds, and he was speaking on that subject. And suddenly, though, I heard him saying, I love my little girls more than anything. And I said to myself, oh, no, don't say that, but I had underestimated him. He went on, I would rather see my little girls die now, still believing in God, than have them grow up under communism and one day die no longer believing in God.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Live from high above downtown Billings, Montana, this is David Noble in for Aaron Flint. That's Noble with a K. I'm an attorney here in Billings. You can find me online at LectureFan, LCTRFAN. U.S. President Joe Biden issued an executive order that aims to increase the number of background checks conducted before firearm sales, according to the BBC. Joe Biden is quoted as saying, it aims to move the U.S. as close to universal background checks as possible without additional legislation. The upshot here being that it makes it harder for you to buy a gun. That's what the deal is. They want it to be more difficult for you to exercise your Second Amendment rights at a time when it's never been more important to own a gun. And with John Tester not saying a word about this, and it's his party's leader doing it, he supports it. Got a couple of messages here on the Montana Talks app, and we've got open phones all show long. 406-294-0970. First one here from Tim in Billings. Tim says, John Tester supports gun ownership because he's a hunter. Gun ownership has nothing to do with being a hunter, but he also hasn't had a hunting license since the turn of the century. Thank you, Tim in Billings. More phoniness from phony radical left Senator John Tester. But you're right, Tim. The Second Amendment has nothing at all to do with hunting. You know, I've kind of noticed the Democrats have sort of backed off of that argument a little bit. Because I think they finally realized that the American people aren't buying it. The Second Amendment is there for the American people to be able to protect themselves from tyranny. Straight up, pure and simple, that's all it is. And, you know, Joe Biden then makes these really, really disturbing comments about, oh, well, you better, you know, you're going to need more than an AR-15 to fight the government because I've got tanks and F-16s. You know, not the type of thing we want to hear from the federal government. Got another message from a JJ in Whitefish. JJ says, in all the issues at the federal level, don't forget our own Republican state legislature has failed Montana by failing to pass Convention of States and the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. One would have stood up against the feds. The second would have helped Montanans check overspending local governments. Unfortunately, the red side isn't standing up very strong either. It's disheartening. Yeah, JJ, there's always room for improvement. I absolutely agree about that. But, you know, I still overall am happy with how the legislature's doing, but you're right. You're right. It would be nice to see some of this more stuff happen, and it would be really great. Hey, I've got a couple of really disturbing sound bites from Democrats. One is Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy talking about what adults should do when children tell us they're a different gender. When the producer's ready to play the clip, let's hear it.
Because let's be clear, this is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
False. Incorrect. That is Democrat Lieutenant Governor from Minnesota saying that when our children tell us that they're a different sex, that it's the job of the parents to just believe them. That's the opposite of the truth. The job of the parents is to actually tell them the truth. And the producer has a clip from MASH that that producer Travis here thought of when the MASH clip is ready to go. Give me the signal, because this is what Travis thought of after hearing the Minnesota Lieutenant Governor.
Colonel Potter, sir. Corporal Klinger. I'm Section 8, head to toe. I'm wearing a Warner bra. I play with dolls. My last wish is to be buried in my mother's wedding gown. I'm nuts. I should be out.
Horse hockey. I've seen these dodges for 40 years, all the tricks. Knew a private pretended he was a mare. Carried a colt in his arms for weeks. Another fella said he was a daisy. Insisted we water him every morning. No, Corporal. It ain't gonna go with me. Now you get out of that frou-frou and into a uniform. And you stay in uniform. Dismissed!
Radar, I'm finished. I gotta burn my bloomers.
There it is, folks, the clip from MASH. Now, I'm too young to have spent much time watching MASH, but maybe some of you out there caught that. I go back to this Democrat Minnesota lieutenant governor saying that it's the parents' job and the adults' job to simply believe whatever your kids say. Think about how absurd that is. Hey, you're a parent. Whatever your kids say, believe it. It's just so flat wrong and just so absurd. It's hard to even comprehend. But again, John Tester not saying a word about any of this. John Tester presumably supports transing the kids, providing transgender treatments for little kids. Frankly, I'd like to know where the legislature is at on all of those bills to protect our kids against some of this horrific, horrific, life-destroying stuff that's going on to little kids without their consent. Let's go straight to the phones. We've got Jason in Polson. Jason, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. I wanted to comment on the clip you played about being a good parent, and I full-heartedly disagree with her comments. I believe that being a good parent is being honest with our children. And if my children want to, you know, come to me and tell me something like that, you know, my response to that would be, you know, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but that's not true. You know, you're a child of God and you're created in His image. And so that means that He has a plan for you, and he only created two genders. And so, I think that that's really what they need to be told. And that comment that I just made goes into a lot of different things. You know, it can help alleviate anxiety and depression if people were just honest with their kids about what the real plan for this life was. You know, and that's why anybody who doesn't believe in a higher power, or, you know, I feel like that they're not serving us in their best interest. So it's our responsibility as parents to be honest with our children.
Amen, Jason. Amen. Thank you so much for the call. Totally agree with that. Great point. And you know, I would do the same thing. I would sit my child down and we'd open up the Bible and we'd go to the Bible verse in Genesis where it talks about God created man and woman, male and female, He created them, straight out of the Bible. And of course, look, you don't even need to be a Bible believing Christian to recognize basic biology. This is basic biology. It really has nothing to do with religion in a lot of cases. It's just like with abortion. You know, people want to say that, oh, these, you know, the transgender child, gender mutilation and hormone treatment, you know, outcry from the right, that's all just based on religion. And conservatives who oppose abortion, that's all just based on religion. No, it's not. It's based on natural law. Ever heard of it? It's called natural law. It's basic decency, what's right and wrong. Of course, liberals and Democrats don't even believe in right and wrong. And Jason, you made a good point about the anxiety in little kids and what's going on with our children in this country from the social media usage and the technology usage is really, really horrible. I mean, we've got preschoolers in this country who are addicted to their tablets and their screens. I've seen it firsthand. Little kids, 3, 4, 5 years old, already addicted to YouTube and these apps and social media. It's really, really bad news. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris says that climate change is to blame for skyrocketing anxiety and depression in little kids. Kamala Harris was mocked on Twitter after she claimed anxiety in young children was due to climate change, describing it as climate mental health problems. And it's just so absurd. Hey, Kamala Harris, maybe the kids have a little bit of anxiety because you keep telling them that the world is going to end and we're all going to die. What do you think a little kid is going to think when the adults are telling them they're going to die? You're going to die. We're all going to get wiped out. And then you wonder why the kids have anxiety. Oh, my word. We could go on with this, of course. Greta Thunberg having to delete a tweet from 2018 saying that the world would end by 2023, just like Glacier National Park had to change their sign saying the glaciers would be gone by 2020.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now we have the mullahs of Iran. It looks like they're very close to getting a nuclear weapon. What's Joe going to do there? Nothing. He wants to bring back the Iranian nuclear deal. You know, what do you think China is going to do with Taiwan? They're going to reunify, to use their words. In other words, take the country over. Why? Because we have a weak president. You didn't like the guy with mean tweets, okay? They feared him. They wouldn't be pulling this crap if Donald Trump was president. And there would be repercussions if, in fact, they did. They shoot our drone down, we shoot five of theirs down. That's the rule in life. A bully punches you in the face, I beat the living hell out of him so I never get punched again. That's the answer.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
You know, a cyber thief could steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name.
800-900-8000.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Jane in Kalispell, thank you so much for the kind words and bringing up the very, very good point about following the money behind the transgender kid stuff. Who's funding it? And then ask yourself, what is John Tester's connection to the people who are funding these issues? Great point. Thank you so much for that. We got a message from Jesse in Shelby. He says, can the Supreme Court remove the O'Biden administration for domestic terrorism? Everything he is doing is an attack on America and our rights. Nope, they can't. They absolutely cannot. There's the Constitution says how you remove a sitting president. And there is a mechanism, and the president can be removed from office through the impeachment process. That's it. The Supreme Court has said that, and that's why it's also improper to for any prosecutor at the city, state, county, state, federal level to charge a president with a crime, because that would have a de facto removal from office if convicted, which is why the president is immune from criminal prosecutions. The whole theory is that, hey, the Constitution sets out how to remove a president. It's right there in black and white in the Constitution. It's called impeachment and removal. That is the one method that our founding fathers decided to give us to remove the president, and that's the only way to do it. John in Billings says, in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Thank you. Gomer in Kalispell says, not sure if you've talked about it. We need to make sure Montana doesn't pass any legislation that has any mechanism in it to assist in transition to CBDC, central bank digital currencies. Apparently, Montana Senate already passed the UCC bill. We need to stop it in the assembly before it gets to the governor's desk. Not familiar with the second part of that, although I certainly agree with not passing anything that could assist in transferring or transitioning to central bank digital currencies. None in Shelby sends a message. This new provision of gun constitutional gun law is more than making it hard to buy a gun. It's so they can track every gun forever. And more importantly, it's to make a registry of owners. Then when they want to impose their tyrannical control, they can cite red flag excuse to take all your guns and or lock up all of your finances. True. True. I'm going to agree with that one. No, you're absolutely right. Joe Biden budget increases the ATF funding to $2 billion, a 50% increase over the Obama administration funding of the ATF. Now, personally, we can solve all of our problems by just cutting funding to the federal government. Massive spending cuts at the federal level. That would solve all these issues, including gun control, because the federal government can't track our guns and do gun control if they don't have any funding to do it. And here we have Joe Biden engaged in an all-out war on the Second Amendment, a $700 million increase in funding equal to 50% for a total of $2 billion for the ATF. Joe Biden seeking to beef up the ATF budget to $2 billion in fiscal year 2024. Under Biden's budget, the ATF would receive $2 billion in funding, 50% more than the Obama administration's budget. Biden's budget coincides with several gun control measures, including pistol stabilizer rules, ghost gun sales, zero tolerance policy for gun dealers, and then, of course, you've got the government working hand-in-hand with Visa, MasterCard, and Discover to try to get them to flag all gun purchases. This is an all-out gun control assault by the Democrat administration, who is supported by U.S. Senator John Tester. Where is John Tester calling out the Biden administration and disagreeing with the Biden administration in this all-out war on guns?